Scott.
6:12, so Laura is back out on the streets. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Scott.
Now, this all started because I dropped some money in the street earlier today and someone, I think quite amazingly, came rushing up to me and gave it back to me.
Yeah.
I was just kind of walking along and this guy comes up behind and says, excuse me, I think you dropped this, and it was a £10 note. And I had dropped it, it was mine.
Very honest of him and very honest of you.
Now, I know you hear a lot of stories about people being horrible, but I think that most people would be honest and they would do something like that.
No, they wouldn't.
You're not sure at all, are you?
No, I have no doubt whatsoever that you got very, very, very lucky.
And most people wouldn't give it back to you?
No, most people would just pocket the tenner.
So we're going to put some people to the test with the help of Laura and some £10 notes. So what's going to happen is Laura is going to go up to people and ask them if they dropped a tenner, and then we'll see if they take the money knowing that it's not theirs, or if they'll be honest and own up to it and say they didn't drop it.
Right.
All right?
Yeah.
So if we ask 5 people, let's say, how many do you think will take the money?
I think all 5 will take the money.
I see, I don't at all.
Of course, she's going to go up into the
street.
I think
you're going to be really surprised by this.
I think I'm going to be very skint by this.
Because it's your money we're
using. Because it's my money!
That's why I asked you for the tenners earlier.
So there's a possibility that I could lose 50 quid here.
We give away Chappers Cash on Radio 1. It's going to be like a regular feature.
It certainly isn't.
Right, so let's find out if my theory is correct. Laura, have you got the cash?
I have, yeah.
I can't win here, can I, actually,
not
thinking
really
about it?
It's not good for you, is it, really?
No, I think you stitched me up here.
Okay, right, Laura.
Yeah.
Find out if someone's dropped a tenner for me. Just go up behind them and ask whether it's
okay.
theirs.
Okay, excuse me. Sorry, excuse me. Excuse me. Have you just dropped this money?
I did, so I have no money.
You haven't?
No.
Okay, thanks very much.
There we are.
Very good.
There we are.
Good. Make sure you bring that tenner back, Laura.
Okay, try again.
Excuse me. Sorry, have you just dropped this money?
I think I have got.
Have you?
Let me have a look, though. I may not, because if I have a tenner in my purse still, then I haven't.
Okay.
Because it was in my purse.
Sorry, I'd hate to think that you're out of pocket.
I've got my tenner.
Oh, that's yours. All right, thanks very much.
There we are, see?
Was that person honest?
I thought she was going to take it from
me. Yeah, I thought she was.
But she didn't. She said, what did she say?
She said, if there's a tenner in my purse, then it's not mine. And she looked and there was £10 in her purse.
See, honesty. That's what I like.
I'm impressed so far.
That's 2 people. Try again.
Excuse me. Sorry, have you just dropped this money?
No, no, no.
That's yours, is it?
Thank you very much.
All right, sorry. All right, bye.
Give the tenner back! Give the tenner back! That's not his!
4 out of 5.
It was blatantly not his.
It was blatantly, obviously not his, no.
And he looked at me and he could tell that all his Christmases had come at once.
Liar, liar, liar.
He wasn't even the man that I went up to. He was the man in front and just came back to claim it.
No way!
Yeah.
That's disgraceful.
Sorry, Chappers.
So I'm a tenner down?
Yeah, only £10, Mark.
How much more of Chappers' money have you got left?
40 whole pounds.
Come on, right. 40 quid left.
Can you bring that back then, please?
No, I'm going to try it some more.
No, you aren't.
I am.
No, you aren't. That's my money. I'm going to come up and take my 40 quid off you. Is that all right?
I'd like to see you try it.
He is actually coming out to meet you now.
I don't believe you.
He is.
No, he's not.
He is.
So I'll try and give it away quick before he comes. Yeah.
Just give it to people.
Shall I?
Give it to one person.
Here you are.
Here you are, 40 quid.
Here, would you like some money?
No, thanks.
No, thanks.
No, don't do that, Laura. That was a joke. Back to you in a second. Mech and Thunder in my Heart again. Right, so far, people are being very honest, as I thought. Laura's got a wad of Chappers tenners, and she is asking people if they've dropped it in the street. So far, one person has been dishonest and said, yes, the money is mine. Thanks, darling, you're a diamond. Right, I think Chappers has had enough now, and he's gone up to meet Laura. Laura?
Hey, up here he comes.
There you are. So you're not happy, are you, Chappers?
No, not at all. You keep giving away my money, and it's my money, you know. I have things that I need to spend on, children to feed. And you're handing it out to strangers, and dishonest strangers at that.
So, right, this is what we're going to do now, right?
What?
Is this okay, Chappers? Listen. Laura?
Yeah?
You ask someone if they've dropped the money.
Yeah.
And if they say yes...
Yeah.
Chappers, you can explain to them nicely that they didn't, and then it's your money. And then you can very nicely ask for it back.
Well, yeah. Nicely.
Well, whatever takes you, really.
Okay,
however
fine.
You feel, you know, just go with it.
I will go with it.
Yeah, I know you will. Okay, Laura.
All right.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay. Excuse me. Sorry, have you just dropped this tenner?
Huh?
Is that yours?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, cool. All right. Thanks very much.
Oi, that's my money. That's my money.
What's happening?
Chappers is shouting after him. He's just run off.
He's just run off into his office. But I now know where he works.
And he ran off.
He's gone into the office.
He's 4'11" and 58, so I could easily have him in a fight. I'm now going to wait outside his office till he comes out.
Hello, Mark and Pompey. Yes, I would quite like to do the super glue a 50p onto the floor game, but it's a bit visual for Radio 1, really. Well, that is good fun. So, could you just, like, run me through what happened there just a minute ago upstairs outdoors?
So the bloke takes the tenner.
Yeah.
And scurries off into the building opposite Radio 1. He was a very well-dressed man, I'd say. He was in his late 40s, early 50s, very nice overcoat.
Did he look important?
Yeah, look very important.
Those, like, there's loads of TV stations over the road.
Well, and I know which TV stations they are as well, and now I know where this man works.
You're going to stake him out tomorrow?
I certainly am, yes.
You want that tenner back?
That's it. I certainly do, yes.
Can we do it again tomorrow? Just see how honest people are.
No.
I'm not trying to get you mugged or anything. It's quite fun.
No, also, thanks to the person who said I could claim the money back on expenses. Not really possible.
Right, what did this bloke look like?
He was bald, small, I would say, late 40s, early 50s.
And he walked over the road from Radio 1.
Yeah, in that building full of TV stations.
Yeah. With people drinking lattes,
That's the one.
Right, what about, it would be so great if we could track him down and call him up. Excuse me, you owe me a tenner. Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah, I'm on for it.
Right, let's try and get it tomorrow. If we go into that reception, right, describe him to the receptionist. Surely there can't be that many small, bald blokes that work there. I'll have your tenner back in no time.